Chandra, in Advaita Vedanta, it is said that this world that you experience in waking state is just like a dream. Can you elaborate a little bit on these teachings?
Yes. We all have an understanding of reality, of ontology, of the being, of the nature of existence. Our worldview that takes for granted that there's a subject and an object. We are the subject, everything else is the object. And in Advaita, we use the dream consciousness as a model to understand how this worldview is mistaken and how to recognize the reality as it truly is. In dream, we have all of these dream images that are interacting and creating a reality for us in the dream that we, in the dream, at the moment of the dream, take to be very real. When we wake up and we look at this dream reality, we say, oh yes, it was just a dream. And all of the images were just notions in my mind. They were just myself. The images were only consciousness. I am the consciousness. There's nothing else but my consciousness in the dream. So too here in the waking. But this for us is counterintuitive. We need to make a deep, profound inquiry, which is the nature of Advaita, into ourselves, into reality, and into our relations with this reality. What is the nature of this inquiry? There are several aspects to it. First, whatever we see in the world, we are aware of. The awareness of this object is we take for granted that it's outside of us, but really it's the images, electrons of these objects actually are inside of our mind. The idea is that it's outside. There's no way of telling whether it's inside or outside. The reality that we deal with is our own representations of what we take to be outside. These representations are just thoughts, are notions in our mind, just like the dream was notions in our mind. They're part and parcel are only consciousness. All thought is just consciousness. Further, if we look at the objects outside, we can understand how they are not as they appear. This shirt that I'm wearing is made up of fiber. We take it to be a shirt, but really it's just cotton. Cotton is the reality. It's the sum and substance of this object, of this shirt. It's cotton that we call shirt. If we look deeper, we can see that the cotton itself are just electrons and protons, or are just matter. It's just made up of water and light and earth, somehow transformed to be cotton, transformed to be fiber, transformed to be shirt. Shirt is just an idea, a concept, a name that we give to this combination of elements. That's the case with all objects. A car is just metal that comes from stone in a mine, or plastic that's been a combination of different chemicals, or rubber that we perhaps get from a tree. All of these things can be reduced to their elements, and then we can understand how we create them just through giving them a name and an idea of our mind. Another way of considering how the world is just like a dream is that everything in our life changes. From one moment to the next, everything is constantly changing. Yet we, with our notions, with our thoughts, give it a reality based on time, based on a consistency from one moment to the next. We superimpose upon it the idea that it's the same as it was before, and we react to, and our idea and who we are is the same as we were before, our thoughts, our perceptions, our values and ideas. All of these things are constantly changing, just like the dream is constantly changing. All of these things are notions of the mind, just like the dream is just a notion of the mind. And notions of the mind are only consciousness. There's a quick unfolding of how dream is like waking.